It's now time for the children to come forward, and Mickey Lane has a message for you this morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to see you all this morning. Last week, Pastor Eric was saying something about stewardship, and it made me think. I knew I had to do the children's sermon this week, and I thought, well, what am I going to do it on? And that just kind of hit a chord with me, and I knew exactly what I was going to do it on. Who made the world? God. God made the world. So who does the world belong to? It belongs to God, you know, but sometimes people act like the world belongs to them, and we don't realize that God just made this beautiful world for us to use. Well, when I walked in this morning, Larry Kahn kind of gave me a strange look because I had my Bible in one hand, and I had this in the other hand. What does it look like I brought to church this morning? It looks like I brought my trash to school or to church this morning. That's right, it does. Well, I'm going to show you some of the things in here, and you know what? I used to call this my trash, but I'm going to tell you what I call it now. Let's show you some of the things I've got in here. I've been saving this all week. What's that? A milk carton, yes. And what's it made out of? Plastic, okay. I'm going to lay that right there. Oh, you all know what this is. Walmart bag. We all have lots of these. Lots of those around. Let's see. Oh. What's that? A pop can. Do you know what that's made out of? Aluminum. That's right, aluminum. Yep, got one of those. Let's see what else I have. What's that? Orange juice carton. What's that made out of? Cardboard. This one's made out of cardboard. Let's see. Let me get one. Oh, this is important. What's that?
A newspaper.
Made out of paper. That's right. You're sharp today. What's this? A metal can. Is it aluminum? No, it's a tin can. It's just like a can that soup came in, actually. And, oh, I get a lot of these. This isn't a catalog. I get tons of catalogs. But this is a phone book, my old phone book, because I got my new phone book this week. And I've got some more things in there. There's more cardboard and things. The only thing I forgot to put in here was a glass bottle. But I wanted to tell you about some of these things. Brendan said this is trash, and that's what I used to call it, too. When I was finished with things, I would throw them in a bag and put them in the garbage and take them to the dumpster, and the garbage man would come and pick it up, and I was glad because nobody likes to have garbage sitting around, do they? But now I do something different with them. My paper, I save in a box, and when I've got the box full, I take it to North School because the man comes there once a month and picks up all the paper to recycle it. Can y'all say recycle?
Recycle?
Yes. So it's not trash anymore because they take this paper and they take it to someplace and they use it to make other paper products with. So it's not trash anymore. We can use it. And tin cans like this, or aluminum cans like this, they also save at North School, and you can also sell them. You can take them to Brendan's daddy, right? And you can take them there and get money for them if you save enough. Your dad too, does he save cans? Yes, all right. And even though there's no place around here, all these plastic things like this, we can save and collect together. And then once a month, I usually go down sometimes to Springfield, and there's a great big place down there that I take all my plastics and put them in a container, and they take those and recycle them. I found out something interesting about plastics from my daughter, like this and those water bottles that people drink and Walmart bags. Do you know that they will break down if they're in light, in sunlight? But what happens to them lots of times in landfills is that they take them and they dump them and they cover them up. And so it takes a long, long time for them to break down. Now, if they're in the sun, they will break down. But most of them are covered up in landfills, so they don't break down. So recycling them, yeah, you can squish them, but that just makes them smaller. It doesn't get rid of them. And they don't go away for a long time. a glass bottle, if you have a glass bottle and you throw it into a dump and into a garbage dump, you know what? They never break down. Now, it might break into smaller pieces and keep getting in smaller pieces, but it really never breaks down into what it started as. So if you take a glass bottle to a recycler, in 8 weeks, that glass bottle can be recycled and used for something else. So they're just reusing it. They're not really just throwing it away. It's not sitting in a landfill. And aluminum cans, the same way. They can recycle those, and they can make them into new aluminum cans so they don't have to get new aluminum. So I want you all to think. Now, I didn't start doing all this at one time. I just started with paper and aluminum cans. Now I'm into plastics and cardboard, because you can recycle all of those things too. So even if you don't want to start, you know, sometimes we don't do things because we think, oh, that's too much work. But you know what? I hardly have any trash now, because I separate it all into recycling. And even the things like if I peel potatoes and things like that, I don't throw those away and I don't put them down the garbage disposal. I have a little bin out in the back and I compost them. And they sit there and they get, I don't know what they do, they compost. And when they're all ready, I put them in my garden. And it makes the garden soil really good. So I know that's a good thing too. So I hardly have any trash anymore. I have recycling. So maybe that's something you could do at home too, because I'll bet that would be a way that you could help your parents. I bet you could. You could help, couldn't you? Could help sort this kind of thing out. And then maybe you can, there's also a place in Sedalia you can take things to recycle. So I want us to remember that we're just using this wonderful world for a little time. God has given it to us to use, this beautiful world, and it's our job to try and keep it as pretty as we can and to not waste things. So maybe this is a way we can remember to take care of the world that God has given us. Okay? Can we all say a prayer together? Can we all say a prayer together? Let's all pray. Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of these boys and girls, and we ask that you help us to remember your world and how we can help take care of it each and every single day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.